So today Pentecost is celebrated.
امروز روز پنتیکاست.
In many places you get an extra day of vacation.
در دنیا یه تعطیلی اضافه دارن.
Second Pentecost day.
روز دوم پنتیکاست که فردا.
What is this really about?
اما چرا؟
Yeah, there's no commandment in the Bible that we have to celebrate something called Pentecost. Yeah, just as there's no commandment for us to celebrate Christmas or Easter. Yet we do celebrate that Jesus came,
Christmas.
Yeah, we celebrate that Jesus died and rose again for our sins, so we can have life at Easter.
جشن میگیریم وقتی که عیسی مسیح اومد بر روی صلیب رفت برای مرگ و مرگش گناهان ما رو بخشید و بعد از سه روز از مردگان برخاست.
Now, what do we really celebrate at Pentecost? What's the meaning?
پنتیکاست چه جشنی رو میگیریم و معنی جشن پنتیکاست؟
Now, at Easter, we started looking at the Old Testament feasts.
عید عتیق اگر عید پاک اگر یادتون باشه شروع کردیم به ایام عهد عتیق نگاه کردن ایادینش.
We saw that they were prophetic.
دیدیم که همه اونها نبوتی بوده، نبی بوده، یعنی پیشگویی بوده.
We looked at the first three Jewish Old Testament feasts.
اولین سه تا یهودی رو جشن عید یهودی رو دیدیم.
And how they were shadows of the events being fulfilled surrounding the crucifixion.
و دیدیم که همه اونها چه سایه‌ای بوده بر روی صلیب کشیده شدن عیسی مسیح و همش پیشگویی بوده برای کشته شدن عیسی.
Go to Colossians chapter 2.
کلوسیان فصل 2.
And read verses 16 and 17.
آیه 16 و 17 رو بخون.
Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ.
پس کسی درباره خوردن و نوشیدن، درباره عید و ماه نو، سبت بر شما حکم نکند، زیرا که اینها سایه چیزهای آینده است، اما بدن از آن مسیح است.
Now, are we to celebrate these Old Testament feasts?
آیا ما باید این ایادین و عیدها و ماها رو نگه داریم؟
And the answer is no, we shouldn't.
نه.
These feasts were just shadows of the real thing.
این ایاد سایه اتفاقهای واقعی بود که ما میدونیم چیه.
What is the real thing?
اتفاقهای آینده و واقعی چیست؟
Now, the body of that shadow.
بدن اون سایه.
Yeah, what makes a shadow is Jesus Christ.
اون بدنی که سایه افتاده روی ما عیسی مسیح بوده. اونا سایه ایستادگی عیسی مسیح بوده که اونها میدیدن.
Yeah,
سایه‌اش بوده.
These feasts are pointing to Jesus Christ and what he has done.
همشون نشونه کاری که عیسی مسیح انجام داده اونها بوده.
So we don't look at the shadow.
ما به سایه دیگه نگاه نمی‌کنیم بلکه به صورت عیسی مسیح مستقیم داریم نگاه.
If you have grandpa visiting your place.
بابا بزرگی بیاد خونتون رو ببینه.
And he sits in your living room.
بابا بزرگ تو سالن بشینه.
Will you sit staring at a picture on the closet?
یا میشینی می‌کنی عکس بابا بزرگو که دیوار زدی نگاه می‌کنی یا اون بابا بزرگی که رو مبلتون نشسته؟
No, of course not. You will interact with grandpa who's actually sitting in your living room. The real thing.
باهاش صحبت می‌کنی و حرف می‌زنی نه اون عکس بابا بزرگی رو که زدی به دیوار.
And the same is with these Old Testament feasts. They're pointing to the real thing.
سایه‌ای بوده از چیزهای واقعی. وقتی واقعیشو داریم چرا باید به سایه‌اش نگاه کنیم؟
Yeah, to Jesus and what he came to do.
اون سایه‌ای بود برای کار عیسی مسیح و اومدن و انجام دادن.
And also what he will do in regards to the last three feasts.
در آینده عیسی مسیح قرار انجام بده. اینا نبوت بوده.
Don't get deceived by the Zionist movement.
اون نخوریم به گروه یهودیگراها و زیونیستا.
That wants Christians to celebrate the Old Testament feasts.
که باید عیدها رو جشن بگیرن. ایادین عهد عتیق رو باید انجام بدن.
We don't celebrate the shadow, we celebrate the real.
ما دیگه سایه رو جشن نمیگیریم بلکه ما خود واقعیش رو جشن میگیریم.
In total there were seven feasts.
خودش در میان ما هست.
They were divided into three groups.
عید بوده و سه تا گروه بوده اینا.
There were three different times that they had to come to Jerusalem for the celebrations.
سفر میکردن برای این عیدهاشون.
Yeah, let's read that. It's in Deuteronomy 16.
تثنیه 16.
And read verses 16 and 17.
تثنیه 16 and 17.
Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place that he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty.
تثنیه فصل 16 آیه 16 و 17.
سالی سه بار همه ذکوران شما به حضور یهوه خدایتان در آن مکان که او را برمی‌گزینند حاضر شوند، یعنی برای عید نان بی خمیر مایه و عید هفته‌ها و عید آرامش‌ها و کسی به حضور خداوند دست خالی حاضر می‌شود. هر کس به قدر توان خویش متناسب با برکتی که یهوه خدایتان به
Yeah, so Easter, we looked at the first three, because the first time they had to come to Jerusalem.
عید قیام به اون سه تا عید اول نگاه کردیم چون اولین سفرشون برای عید پسح بود میمدن.
At 14th of the first month, they had the Passover.
14th روزش عید پسح بود اولی ماه.
Which of course was fulfilled with Jesus being killed as the Passover lamb.
قربان برای پسح همه ما کشته شد.
And of course that lamb was chosen on the 10th of the same month. Before that, which we often refer to as Palm Sunday,
the
day of the triumphal entry.
Then
the Feast of Unleavened Bread was celebrated on the 15th. And of course, that was fulfilled in that Jesus was the Lamb without blemish. He is the bread without leaven, the bread of life.
He's without sin.
And then also Jesus fulfilled the feast of first fruits. Because after 3 days and three nights he was resurrected.
Yeah,
becoming the first fruits of them that slept. Yeah. Then the second time they had to come to Jerusalem, which is what we're going to talk today, today about. It's called the Feast of Weeks. Yeah, or Pentecost. And then we have the harvest feasts, which were later in the year. And they are again grouped together as three. And these point to the events of the end times, which we're probably going to look at in the coming weeks. Go back to Deuteronomy 16. And let's read verses 9 till 12. And I want to show you that Pentecost and the Feast of Weeks are the same thing. 7 weeks shall thou number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the Feast of Weeks unto the Lord thy God with a tribute of a freewill offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give unto the Lord thy God according as the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite that is within thy gates and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you in the place which the Lord thy God had chosen to place his name there. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes.
حضور یهوه خدایتان شادی کنید در آن مکان که یهوه خدایتان برمی‌گزیند و نام خود را در آن ساکن سازد. شما و پسران و دختران و غلامان و کنیزانتان و نیز لاویانی که در شهرهای شمایند و غریبان و یتیمان و بزنانی که در میان شمایند بیاد داشته باشید که در مصر غلام بودید. پس این فرایض را به دقت به جای آورید.
Yeah, so this passage talks about the Feast of Weeks,
the fourth
feast,
and
it gives us some timing of that feast.
چند روز بعدشه.
And it was that you had to count 7 weeks.
هفت هفته باید بشموری از آخرینه.
And then the next day,
روز بعدش,
you had the Feast of Weeks.
هفته ها
which of course comes up to 50 days.
که در روز بعدش.
Yeah, from the time of the Feast of First Fruits.
از روزی که عید نوبر انجام شد. 50
yeah, which of course was from the resurrection.
از روزی که عیسی مسیح از مردگان برخاست تا 50 روز بعدش.
Now, if you live in Greece,
اگر تو یونان زندگی کنی,
you guys have had some Greek lessons as well.
اگر درس یونانی
it's not hard to see.
خیلی سخت نیست که ببینی.
Yeah, where the name Pentecost comes from.
کلمه Pentecost از کجا میاد؟
Yeah, it comes from this period of 50 days.
Pentecost,
yeah, which also makes sense.
در حقیقت به معنی اینه که
yeah, because after Jesus was resurrected,
بعد از اینکه عیسی مسیح از مردگان برخاست,
yeah, he walked this earth still for 40 days.
40 روز عیسی مسیح روی زمین در میان شاگردانش قدم
yeah, then he ascended into heaven.
و بعد به آسمان نزول کرد.
And then it says in Acts 1:5,
صعود کرد.
Yeah, for John baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Yeah, that's what Jesus said on the day of ascension.
That's
so very shortly after.
They
would receive something. Yeah. Be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, go to Leviticus
23,
where we have all seven feasts together.
Yeah, read
verse 5 for now.
In
the 14th day of the first month, at even, is the Lord's Passover. Yeah, that's the first feast. Passover. Yeah, verse 6 to 8 is the next one.
Did you say that?
Leviticus 23, verse 5.
5. I heard 22, sorry. 23, 5.
در ماه اول روز چهاردهم ماه هنگام از سبت برای خداوند.
Yeah, in verse 6 to 8 you have the feast of unleavened bread. Yeah, just read verse 6. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
روز پانزدهم همان ماه عید فطیر برای خداوند است. 7 روز نان بی خمیر مایه بخورید.
Then in verses 10 to 14, we have the feast of first fruits. Yeah, just read verse 10. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, that ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. Yeah, and then read the very next verse, which starts with verse 15 and 16. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall often offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Yeah, in a moment we'll look at how Pentecost relates to the events in the New Testament. But the first thing I wanted you to see is that Pentecost and the Feast of Weeks are actually the same things. And that it's a shadow of things that are fulfilled in Acts chapter 2. Yeah, shortly after the ascension of Jesus. Now, besides it being a shadow, the Old Testament also talks about the promise of that feast. Go to Joel. And read verses, chapter 2, read verses 28 till 31.
Joel.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sins of your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned to the darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come.
31. پیش از فرارسیدن روز عظیم و محیب خداوند خوشید به تاریکی و ماه به خون بدن کارش.
Now, you might say, what does this have to do with Pentecost or the Feast of Weeks? Now, Peter actually quotes this very scripture in Acts chapter 2. As we'll see in a moment, at the day of Pentecost, there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And then an effect of that was that the disciples were able to speak in languages they had not learned. And then the Jews looking at this, they were accusing them for being drunk. Now go to Acts chapter 2 and let's read the response of Peter to this. Acts chapter 2 verses 15 till 20. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come.
Zira ke inha mast nistand, chunan ke shoma guman miberid, zira ke saat-e sevom az rooz ast, balki in haman ast ke Yoel nabi goft ke Khoda miguyad dar ayyam akhar chunin khahad bud ke az rooh-e khod bar tamam bashar khaham rid. و پسران و دختران شما نبوت کنند و جوانان شما رویاها و پیران شما خواب‌ها خواهند دید و بر غلامان و کنیزان خود در آن ایام از روح خود خواهم ریخت و به ایشان نبوت خواهند نمود و از بالا در آسمان عجایب و از پایین در زمین آیات را از خون و آتش و بخار و دود به ظهور آورند خورشید به تاریکی و ماه به خون مبدل گردد قبل از وقوع روز عظیم پرشکوه خداوند.
Yeah, so Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, he says, hey, what you just witnessed is the fulfilling of the words that were spoken by the prophet Joel. Now, Peter quotes here the whole prophecy of Joel, but till verse 18 is what actually was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. And the rest will be fulfilled at the second coming. Yeah, which is also referred here as the notable day of the Lord. Yeah. Now, what was the promise that Joel had given in the Old Testament?
He
said, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Yeah, men, women, old, young.
It says
God will pour out his spirit on them. Yeah, in verse 18 he clarifies what it is.
Yep.
And on my servants and my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
Yeah,
the promise is God's spirit being poured out on the servants, and they shall preach. Yeah. Now, the spirit of God coming on a person was not a new thing. Yeah, we see this in a lot of places in the Old Testament. But it actually was not that common. Because we often forget when we read the Old Testament that it encompasses a period of like more than 4,000 years. Yes, the Spirit of God would come on people and they did great things. But there could be 100 years in between. Here the promise is that God would pour out the Spirit on all flesh, on all his servants. And Jesus reconfirms this in the New Testament. Go to Luke
24,
where Jesus is speaking to his disciples. Luke 24, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
Amen.
Now they had to wait in Jerusalem, specifically. They had to receive the promise that Jesus described as being endued with power from on high. Go back to Acts and read chapter 1 and now read verses 3 to 5. To whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
زبانهای تقسیم شده مثل زبانهای آتش به ایشان ظاهر گشته بر هر یکی از ایشان برای
Acts chapter 1 verses 3 to 5.
1 3 to 5.
اعمال رسولان
1 3 5. 2
1 ببخشید 1 3 5. که به ایشان نیز بعد از رنج کشیدن خود خویشتن را با دلایل بسیار زنده نشان داد که در مدت 40 روز بر ایشان ظاهر می شد و در باره ظهور ملکوت خدا سخن می گفت و چون با ایشان جمع شد ایشان را امر فرمود که از اورشلیم جدا نشوید بلکه منتظر آن وعده پدر باشید که از من شنیده اید زیرا که ایام به آب تعمید می داد اما شما بعد از اندک ایامی به روح القدس تعمید خواهید.
And so just before his ascension, Jesus mentions the promise again.
Yeah,
wait for the promise of the Father. Where? In Jerusalem. And how does he refer to it?
Yeah,
you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, and with what term is that an equivalent?
Yeah,
with the Spirit of God coming up on a person.
Yeah,
with being endued with power from above, from on high. Now these terms are interchangeably. Yep, so we have a shadow of Pentecost in the Old Testament, yeah, in the Feast of Weeks. Yeah, we have a promise of Pentecost, also prophesied by Joel, and then repeated by Jesus. Yeah, that the Spirit of God will be poured out on the servants.
و روح خداوند جاری شد بر روی خادمینش.
Which is the same thing as being baptized with the Holy Ghost.
به معنی که از روح القدس تعمید گرفتن.
Which is the same thing as being endued with power from on high.
قدرتی که از آسمانه بهمون داده شه.
Now let's look at the fulfillment in Acts 2.
تکمیل اومدن روح القدس در اعمال رسولان فصل 2 1 تا 4 چگونه اتفاق افتاد.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, as of fire, and it settled upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance.
و چون روز پنتیکاست رسید به یک دل در یک جا بودند که ناگاه آوازی چون صدای رزیدن باد شدید از آسمان آمد و تمام آن خانه را که در آنجا نشسته بودند پرسا زبانها تقسیم شده مثل زبانهای آتش به ایشان ظاهر گشته در هر یکی از ایشان قرار گرفت و همه از روح القدس پر گشته به زبانهای مختلف به نوعی که روح به ایشان قدرت تلفظ بخشید به سخن گفتن شروع کرد.
Yeah, so the disciples here are being filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and this is the fulfillment of the Spirit of God coming on the person. It's the fulfillment of what Jesus referred to as being endued with power from on high. It's the fulfillment of what Acts 1 talks about of being baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
these are all referring to the same things. Now, I've mentioned this many times before. Yeah, but this is different than the indwelling of the Holy Spirit by every believer. Yeah, and if you remember, they receive this actually at the evening of the day of the resurrection, as we see in John
20:22.
John 20:22, where it says, Jesus speaking, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Every single Christian has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But then there's also, a commandment in the Bible to be filled with the Spirit. And we see even the same people that are now filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts 2. Yeah, later on, they're filled again. Now let's start making the connection between what we saw in the Old Testament and what happened in Acts 2 at the celebration of Pentecost. Now here's the first parallel. The location. The disciples were told to be at Jerusalem, which was the same place as the Old Testament Jews were commanded to be for the Feast of Weeks. Read Acts 2 verse 5. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Yeah, so as this is happening, people from all over the place, from every nation under heaven, they're gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate this Feast of Weeks. Yeah, and if you remember, you didn't have to be physically physically related to the family of Abraham to become a Jew. If you would worship the God of the Bible and keep the commandments, which included showing up 3 times a year before the Lord. In the place that God had chosen, which was Jerusalem. And the place of the temple. You could be part of God's people. So here we have all these people gathering in Jerusalem. Now go to Acts chapter 2. What's happening on that day? Acts 2, read verse 41 for now. Then they had gladly received his word, were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Yeah, so what we are seeing that day is people being added to the church. Because they were following actually the commandment in the Old Testament. They found themselves at a location where now the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus was preached for the first time. Now, how does this relate to the Feast of Weeks? Go back to Leviticus 23. And let's read those verses again. 15 to 18. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2 10 deals. They shall be a fine flour, they shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. And you shall offer the bread with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savour unto the Lord.
از فردای آن شبات یعنی از آن روز که بافتکان دادنی را آوردید، هفت هفته کامل برای خود بشمارید، 50 روز و فردای هفتمین شفاعت بشمارید، آنگاه هدیه‌ای از گله تازه به خداوند تقدیم کنید، از مکانهای سکونت خود به قرص نان تکان دادنی به عنوان نوبر برای خداوند بیاورید که از او 2/10 افعیه آرد مرغوب تهیه شده و با خمیر مایه پخته شده باشد، همراه نان و هفت برای نرینه یک ساله و دیهه یک بوساله نر و 2 قوچ تقدیم کنید، آنها را با هدایای آردی و ریختنیشان به عنوان قربانی تمام سوز به خداوند تقدیم نمایید. این است هدیه اختصاصی و رایحه خوشایند برای خداوند.
Now, we already had a feast called the Feast of First Fruits. But here again, we see this brought up as being first fruits being offered. It's just again talking about Jesus. No, it's not.
Yeah,
remember that during the Feast of Unleavened Bread,
در میان عید خمیر مایه نان بی خمیر مایه
they had to eat unleavened bread for a week.
نون بی خمیر مایه باید می‌خوردن.
What did that represent? Yeah, Jesus being without sin.
عیسی مسیح گناه نداره.
Notice that in Leviticus 23:17 here,
لاویان 23
talking about the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost.
در مورد عید هفته‌ها پنتیکاست صحبت می‌کنه.
They are told to bake bread with leaven.
به اونها گفته شده که روزی نونو با مایه خمیر بخورن.
Yeah. They are the first fruits. Yet the offering contains leaven.
اما هدیهشون با مایه خمیره.
What do they represent?
نشونه چی بوده که نونو با مایه خمیر آوردن؟
These are the first fruits.
اولین ثمره
نوبره. The first harvest among sinners.
اولین برداشت ما میان گناهکاران.
Into the New Testament church.
در عهد جدید کلیسای
عهد جدید. The great multitude being added to the church.
هزاران نفر به کلیسا در عهد یک روز اضافه شدند.
The day of Pentecost came.
روز پنتیکاست آمد.
They were gathered in as Jesus has told them to do.
همونجوری که عیسی مسیح ازشون خواسته بود دور هم جمع شدند.
The Holy Ghost came on them. They were baptized with the Holy Spirit.
آمد
بر روی
اونها از روح القدس پر شدند.
Yeah, that's a fulfillment.
تکمیل اونهاست.
And then we have this first gathering.
این اولین گرد همایی است.
Of people hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
که شنیدن عیسی مسیح و انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, being added to the New Testament church.
به عهد جدید و کلیسای عهد جدید اضافه شدن.
So what's the purpose of Pentecost?
هدف پنتیکاست چیست؟
It is the preaching of the gospel.
موعظه شدن انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, when you read Acts 2, you'll see that the theme is the gospel going out.
انجیل عیسی مسیح بیرون میره، بشارت بیرون میره.
Yeah, soul winning.
بشارت انجام میشه.
Yeah, this term comes from Proverbs, by the way. He that winneth souls is wise.
برداشت بشارت دادن، جانها رو گرفتن از امثال میاد.
And it also lines up with instructions that Jesus had gave
the
disciples. نمونه
به حرفی است که عیسی مسیح به شاگردانش
داد که انجام بدن. That they would be
witnesses. که شاهدینی باشند.
To preach the gospel to every creature.
که انجیل عیسی مسیح رو به همه موجودات زنده موزه کنند.
Go back to Acts 1, verse 8 and 9.
اما رسولان فصل 1 آیه 8 و 9.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
اما چون روح القدس بر شما می آید قدرت خواهید یافت و شاهدان من خواهید بود در اورشلیم و تمام یهودیه و سامره و تا اقصای جهان.
Yeah, the instruction was go preach the gospel. But before you go do that, wait till you receive the promise. And then afterwards, they would be going out being witnesses to the uttermost part of the earth. Yeah, the purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was to preach the gospel, to further the gospel. Yeah. Go back to Acts 2 and read again verses 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting, and they appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set up each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
چون روز پنتیکاست رسید به یک دل در یک جا بودند که ناگاه آوازی چون صدای وزیدن باد شدید از آسمان آمد و تمام آن خانه را که در آنجا نشسته بودند پر ساخت و زبانهای تقسیم شده مثل زبانهای آتش به ایشان ظاهر گشته بر هر یکی از ایشان قرار گرفت و همه از روح القدس پر گشته به زبانهای مختلف به نوعی که روح به ایشان قدرت تلفظ بخشید به سخن گفتن شروع کرد.
And they're filled with the Holy Ghost. And
a
direct result that is that they are speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, Pentecostals and charismatics will jump on this. They'll say, oh, this is about speaking in tongues. Now, what they mean with that is blabbing gibberish and then attributing it to the Holy Spirit. Claiming that this is now an ability they have
الان قدرت دارن که بتونن به این زبان صحبت کنن.
Speak some heavenly language that's unintelligible.
یه زبان آسمانی صحبت کنن که هیچکی نمیفهمه.
Or even worse.
یا بدتر.
They will claim that this ability
این قدرت
is now proof that they are saved.
ثابت میشه که اینا نجات دارن.
But is this actually what is happening in Acts 2 here?
در اعمال رسولان فصل 2 این اتفاق افتاد؟
No, we see the exact opposite.
درست برعکسش رو میبینیم.
Yeah. First of all, if you read a King James Bible, it doesn't say speaking in tongues anyway.
نمیگه به زبان ها صحبت کردن، میگه در زبان صحبت کردن.
Yeah, that's a term that the Pentecostals and charismatics use.
این کلمه
که میگه speaking with tongues.
میگم با زبان ها صحبت کردن، با زبان ها، نه در زبان ها.
Now, let's read the next verses.
آیه بعدیشو بخونیم.
And you tell me if the first mention of speaking with tongues is gibberish or not.
زبانی است که هیچکی نمیفهمه است.
Yeah, read verses 5 to 8. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying unto one another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And now hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born.
یهودیانی از مردم دیندار همه ممالک زیر آسمان در اورشلیم اقامت داشتند. پس چون این صدا بلند شد گروهی که به هم آمده در حیرت افتادند زیرا هر کس زبان خودش را از ایشان شنید. و همه مبهود و متعجب شده به یک دیگر می گفتند مگر همه اینها که حرف می زنند جدیدی نیستند. پس چگونه است که هر یکی از ما زبان خود را که در آن تولد یافته ای می شنوید.
Now, why were they confounded and perplexed?
چرا تعجب کردن همشون؟
Was it because they heard the disciples speak gibberish?
شنیدن یه زبان عجیب و غریب دارن حرف میزنن.
No, they were confounded
تعجب کردن
and perplexed because they heard them speak in their own language.
چون به زبان خودشون صدای یهودیای
این سفر
سفر نکرده بودن.
And these were people from Galilee.
مردم جلیلیه که هیچ وقت بلد نبودن زبانی غیر از اون رو صحبت کنن حالا به زبان کشور خونها صحبت کردن.
They could hear them speak in a normal language.
زبانهای دنیا که قابل درک بود ناخواسته صحبت کردن.
120 soul winners were preaching the things of God.
به اشارت دادن انجیل عیسی مسیح رو.
In all these different languages.
120 زبان متفاوت.
Yeah, the word tongue.
کلمه زبان.
Yeah, and the word language are used interchangeably here.
و زبان به هر هم میتونه زبان‌ها باشه هم میتونه ترجمه زبان انگلیسی زبان فارسی باشه.
And to make sure we get this. Yeah, we get a whole list.
میتونیم دو تا لیست متفاوت رو بگیریم آیه 9 تا 11 رو بخونیم ببینیم چه زبانهایی رو صحبت میکردن.
Yeah, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and Judea and in Cappadocia in Pontus and Asia in Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God.
پارتیان و مادیان و ایلامیان و ساکنان بین النهرین و یهودیه و کاپادوکیه و تنتوس و آسیا و فریجیه و پامفیلیه و مصر و نواحی لیبی که متصل به قیروان است و غریبه ها از روم یعنی یهودیان و نوکیشان و اهل کریت و عرب اینها را می شنویم که به زبانهای ما اعمال عظیم خدا را می گویند.
Yeah, they were speaking in known languages
اون زبان‌های اون زمان صحبت می‌کردن
of sharing the gospel.
بشارت انجیل.
Yeah, the power of God came on them.
قدرت روح القدس برای اونها قرار گرفت.
And then they boldly proclaimed the wonderful works of God.
کار خداوند رو به اون زبان‌ها اعلام کردن.
And this was a miracle because
و معجزه بود.
They were unable to speak languages they did not learn.
زبانی رو صحبت کنن که درونش بزرگ نشده بودن و زبانی که نشنیده بودن یاد نگرفتن.
That's what the prophet Joel spoke about.
یوئیل در مورد این نبوت و پیشگویی صحبت می‌کنه.
And God used the situation
از این شرایط استفاده کرد
to basically jump start a New Testament church.
عهد جدید و کلیسای جدید رو شروع کنه.
Read verses 12 and 13.
آیه 12 و 13 رو بخونید.
And they were all amazed and were in doubt saying one to another, what mean it is? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine.
پس همه در حیرت و شک افتاده به یکدیگر گفتند این به کجا خواهد انجامید؟ اما بعضی استهزا کنان گفتند که از شراب تازه مست شدند.
Now, why would some people say they were full of new wine?
پر از شراب تازه بودند.
Now, because they were not understanding what was going on, what they're hearing.
درک نمی‌کردن چی دارن می‌شنون.
Yeah, you had 120 souls, not 120.
120 نفر با هم دیگه دارن
speaking different languages to different people.
زبان‌های متفاوت با کشورهای متفاوت. تو اگه اون زبان رو بلد نبودی چه فکر می‌کردی؟
Yeah, which were not native to those who were living in Jerusalem.
اونایی که تو اورشلیم بودن چی شنیدن؟ برای اونها چی شنیدن؟
Yeah, so the first time we have a clear event of speaking with
tongues. اتفاقی که با زبان‌ها اتفاق افتاد، اون 120 نفر که زبان رو بلد نبودن.
Talking about normal languages.
در مورد زبان‌های عادی اون زمان صحبت کردن.
Not gibberish. Not something
unintelligible.
Yeah, the day of Pentecost is fulfilled in that it brought in a harvest.
و به خاطر تکمیل شدنش برداشت خیلی بزرگی انجام
شد. Through the working of the Holy Spirit in believers.
انجام روح القدس در کار ایمانداران خیلی ها به اونها پیوستند. قدرتی که از آسمان به اونها داده شد.
This Holy Spirit is about reaching the lost.
کل هدف پنتیکاست برای بشارت و به دست آوردن گمشدگان انجیل عیسی مسیح به همه جای دنیا رفتنه.
Yeah, what do you think these people who are there gathered from all over the world
دور دنیا جمع شده بودن کجا قرار بود برن؟
They go back to their homes.
قرار بود برن خونه‌شون.
Yeah, back to their countries.
برن تو کشورهای خودشون.
Yeah, now with the gospel.
حالا همه اونها با انجیل عیسی مسیح به زبان خودشون برمیگردن به کشورهای خودشون. هدف انجیل عیسی پنتیکاست چی بود؟
Is to bring in
انجیل عیسی مسیح به همه جای دنیا در عرضیه
جمع started the New Testament church.
در حقیقت کلیسای اولیه عهد جدید رو منفجر کرد.
God doing a special miracle.
بزرگ و معجزه بزرگ به همه جای دنیا رسوند.
So they could spread and communicate the gospel.
یک روز تونستن انجیل عیسی مسیح رو به اقصا نقاط دنیا
What is the application for you and me today?
امروز هدف این برای من و شما چیست؟
What should we be
thinking
of or be reminded of when it is Pentecost? And the answer is very simple. It's a reminder that we are to preach the gospel to all creatures. It's a reminder that God poured out His Spirit and that today we as God's people can also be filled with the Spirit. It's also a reminder that we can have the same boldness that the apostles had. Because that boldness comes from being filled with the Spirit. Now you might say, what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? Now we know how it looks like in Acts 2.
We know
what was prophesied in Joel.
Yeah?
But how can we be filled with the Spirit today?
Yeah,
we missed Acts 2. It was 2,000 years ago. Now, go to Ephesians 5. Read verses 18 for now. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is an excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, first of all, notice that this is a commandment. That says, be filled with the Spirit. And the next verses now are going to tell you how you can be filled with the Spirit. Read verses 19 till 21. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
روحانی گفتگو کنید و در دل‌های خود به خداوند بسرایید و ترنم نمایید و پیوسته برای هر چیز خدا و پدر را به نام خداوند ما عیسی مسیح شکر کنید هم دیگر را در خدا ترسی اطاعت کنید.
Yeah, so what does it say here, how you can be filled with the Spirit? Now speaking to yourself, the psalms, hymns, the spirit of songs,
yeah,
making melody in your heart,
yeah,
talking about praising God, filling yourself with things of God. Now go to a parallel passage in Colossians. Colossians 3 verse 16. Yeah. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Now, you notice that this is very similar to what we just read in Ephesians 5. What's the difference? Now, being filled with the Spirit is here replaced with let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. How can you be filled with the Spirit?
Now,
fill yourself with the word of God. Fill yourself with the things of God. Yeah? You want to have boldness to go out to preach the gospel? Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Word of God. The Word of God needs to dwell in your heart. Now ask yourself. Does this is this achieved in your life by how you live your life?
By
the kind of music you're listening to.
موزیکایی که امروز گوش میکنین آیا همون موزیکایی که خداوند میخواد گوش کنین؟
Yeah, the kind of visuals you're allowing into your life.
اون چیزهایی که تو تلویزیون با چشاتون میبینین آیا اون چیزهایی که خداوند میخواد شما ببینید؟
Is that gonna let the word of God dwell in your heart?
آیا همه اتفاقای زندگیتون باعث میشه که کلام خداوند تو قلبتون جاری بشه؟
Now, if you're listening to psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, yeah, if you are reading your Bible, if you're studying your Bible,
yeah,
then you're actually filling yourself with the Word of God. Yeah? And then, of course, we can pray and ask God to fill us with the Spirit. But that is how you obey the commandment to be filled with the Spirit. Yeah? So what's the purpose of Pentecost? It jump-started the New Testament church. The gospel being preached, going all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, through the work of the Holy Spirit. But that same Holy Spirit is still with us today. And the same Holy Spirit gives us boldness to preach the gospel to all creatures. In case you didn't know, people tend to die in average of about 78 years old. So we have new people needed to hear the gospel
in every generation. در مورد همه صحبت
کنیم. And it's for every believer and task to preach the gospel.
وظیفه و انجیل ما این است که انجیل عیسی مسیح رو موعظه کنیم.
Yeah. With the promise being the Holy Spirit in our lives.
که روح القدس در میان زندگی هممون باشه.
Yeah, the Old Testament feasts and weeks was a shadow of things to come.
عید هفته ها سایه اتفاقهایی است که قرار بیفته.
Yeah. The body being Jesus Christ.
بدن عیسی مسیح است.
Yeah, the promise was God pouring out his spirit on his servants.
خداوند روح خودش رو جاری کرد بر روی خادمین.
Yeah, male, female, young and old.
جوونا، پیرها، زن و مرد.
Yeah. Fulfilled 2,000 years ago.
2,000 سال پیش تکمیل شد.
Yeah, where his purpose was revealed.
و هدف خداوند آشکار شد.
Yeah, the preaching of the gospel.
انجیل عیسی مسیح موعظه شد.
But then also for us today to celebrate.
و امروز هم برای همه ما این جشن است.
By us going out boldly,
با شجاعت تمام,
preaching the gospel.
بدون خجالت.
Yeah, in the absence of Jesus on this earth physically, we are to be the light of this world. Because this world is in darkness.
ما چراغ‌ها و نور خداوند هستیم.
Celebrate
جشن بگیریم.
Feast of Pentecost.
عید پنتیکاست رو.
By not coming to God with empty-handed.
با دستای خالی به حضور خدا نیاییم.
Bringing in a harvest, bringing in fruit.
بقیه مردم رو با خودمون ببریم.
Amen.
وارد ملکوت خداوند.
Amen. Amen. Amen.